This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
His presence and the rest of his life.
Let me go back to this ban itself, because what was interesting here, Michael, is, look, obviously they were trying to drop a ban, so President Trump said it's not a Muslim ban. Mm-hmm. But there is, yeah, I think he had Rudy Giuliani saying, yeah, he was just trying to figure out how to enact the Muslim ban without it looking like a Muslim ban. That obviously doesn't help. But what was amazing here is that there's a lot of Republican discomfort, but they're expressing it by being quiet, not saying anything, not praising it, and not denouncing it. How much patience do mainstream Republicans have?
Well, that's going to be the real test. I mean, the reality of it is I think they've been patient on a number of things. I mean, you've got the president who's floating $1 trillion in new spending on infrastructure. You've got certainly the controversy with Mexico. Even though folks are all about the wall, they also recognize exactly what you laid out, Tom, in terms of the effects of it. So here you get into this space, which has its own levels of complication. Republicans, in large measure, really would like the administration to slow down. To be honest, they like things to just take another day or two to think it through, so you don't then have the pile on afterwards, as we've seen with this current decision. If you think it through, if you deal with the effect, I saw, you know, the exchange between you and Rice about the green cards. Well, the order says what the order says,
yeah.
And so you can say what you want about what you thought the green cards were in or not in, but the reality of it is Republicans and others are looking what's on the paper, and yeah, that's what people are going to be responding to. So there is this hesitancy right now.
I mean, the green card thing is actually pretty straightforward. The point I think he was trying to make is that if you have a green card, you're not going to be kept out of the country, but you will be subjected to further questioning.
And that's the issue of whether that's constitutional.
Right.
That may not be constitutional, and that could be where this order gets stayed.
Well, look, this is also not unprecedented, by the way. I mean, Barack Obama put a pause for 6 months on refugees coming from Iraq back in 2011. I don't remember protesters, and I don't remember lawsuits. So I think the bigger question, if this is a temporary pause, which is designed for us to improve and look at our vetting processes, and it indeed temporary, I don't necessarily think that's an outrageous idea. But the bigger question should be implementation. Did you get it right from the start?
But that's what people are nervous about.
Yeah, Chuck, some things are...
Gosh, I'll tell you, Trump can't win for losing here, and that's the way it comes down to. It's just the adversarialness of the environment right now. I mean, look at, I think in some cases, as they're discussing this here, you have to consider what it is. What is the objective? What is the focus here? And interestingly enough, by comparison, again, they cite themselves. And this is part of the Trump effect, is that, yes, if scrutiny is the order of the day, then it swings both ways. And he's put a lot of scrutiny and a lot of light on the media. So they have to, self-administer themselves just a bit, whether they like it or not, or they continue to look bad. So they have to say and admit, well, Barack Obama did this, you know, for 6 months. And on top of that, these cited nations where this ban has taken place, and some say it's a ban. It's not a ban. It's more of a moratorium. It's a timeout, which is what Trump talked about on the campaign trail, is that, we need to get our arms around this. And I hear again, the citation from the analyst and from the people that know better saying, well, you know, it's a great, most excellent vetting process that takes place. You know, some say 2-3 years, as much as 3 years to vet these people. Yet we find out that this has happened, and, you know, with Barack Obama, the first time around, we had 10,000 refugees come over. It was like, wait a minute, you just started talking about this in February. You mean you've been, and somehow you roll it back 3 years, and,
so,
you know?
With what you're saying right there, if it's a 2 or 3 year process, are you telling me that they can't wait 90 more days?
Yeah, well, it's just something for them to be contentious about. That's what this is all about. And this is abandoning the reason behind this. I mean, this is something that the Obama administration had determined. They cited And but they just didn't pull the trigger on it. Now Trump does, and everybody's all excited because he's not letting any moss grow under his feet. Now, we're going to talk more about this with Liz Peek right after this, so stay with us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, you got to stay engaged. You know that, right? So I'm not telling you anything new here. We have got to stay on top of this situation. Otherwise, it will run amok. And there's no doubt our government is moving faster than it has, maybe in since I've been born and since I've been around, and it's making people quite nervous. Liz Peek is with us. She's a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. After managing her firm's entrance into international research and foray into the market for U.S. equities in Japan, she became Wertheim & Company's first female partner. Ms. Liz, how are we doing?
I'm terrific. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just having a great time just watching everybody, you know, buzz around this deal. You know, we just have not had a president that's been this active. And, you know, dare I say, the media's having a hard time to keep up with it. Everybody else is, but he's not letting any moss grow under his feet. But before we get before we get too much into that, Liz, because of your analyst background, particularly, right off the bat, I wanted to get your read on the Dow hitting 20,000.
Well, obviously, it's a great vote of confidence in the economic and financial measures that Donald Trump has been talking about, some of which have already been put in action, walking away from the TPP and so forth. It's consistent with consumer confidence hitting a 12-year high and small business optimism going to levels we haven't seen since before President Obama took office. So, you know, I think, look, for all the storm and drung about the immigration executive order and all the horror on the part of the left about Donald Trump's assault on progressive values, the truth is the country, we have to keep remembering and looking at the polling, the country is more or less behind these Trump initiatives, whether it's the Keystone Pipeline or the TPP or dismantling Obamacare. You know, there are people protesting in New York, in Boston, in Chicago, but the most of the country, the kind of people who don't go out and march and yell and throw bricks, they're basically supportive of what Trump is trying to do. And you just can't lose sight of that.
Well, we've often said what leadership gives you is the difference between what is and what can be. And this is what Donald Trump refreshingly has brought to the office. He's brought leadership. And in spite of the pain, he understands there's going to be pain there because there's a differential from business as usual
and for us to get to where we want to go. Now, along the way, you've got people that have been taking well advantage of we the people and our money, and they're happy to have business as usual and the incompetence reign. $20 trillion will beget 25 in short order, and that means more money for them because that's what they've been living off of it. Now, it looks like the party may be over, and they're getting a bit nervous, so they're cranky. And so you got them up in arms, and then you got just the, you know, everybody else, as you say, it is a percentage of people who are out there picketing and they're upset about stuff. But, you know, when you go and you talk to them, Liz, and you ask them if they really understand what the executive order is saying, and you explain to them, do you realize what we're trying to do here? What's trying to be accomplished in terms of the safety for America, you know, because that's the goal. They're losing sight of the goal, and the media, you know, for punditry's sake and headlines and that sort of thing, they're getting caught in the nuance, and they want to extract just one bit of the process as opposed to what we're trying to accomplish here and make it into something more than it needs to be.
Well, of course. Look, the anti-Trump narrative is, you know, particularly dominant in the media. And let's face it, the media is very left-wing. So they've really had 8 years of obscuring the fact that Obama really never addressed the concerns of the people. And that's what really makes me crazy. When you look, in fact, I just sent a piece into Fox looking at Obama's main policies, Obamacare, the Iran nuclear deal, and several others, nixing the Keystone Pipeline, et cetera. He never had the approval of the American people. And by the way, in 2010 and 2014, he got slammed for that. So whereas you had a personally popular president, a president with high approval ratings for personal characteristics, you had a president whose policies were terrible for the country and most people knew it. Now the situation's reversed. And interestingly, Obama has high negatives, but he's doing stuff people applaud. So it's, I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic. The media, honestly, is just, you know, it's like Democrats. I mean, yeah. It's sort of a vanishing horizon line. And I just don't think many people are paying much attention. You know, my husband and I think are pretty reasonable people. We don't even read what the New York Times has to say about this thing anymore. I mean, I know what they're going to say. They have not been positive on a single Trump initiative, on a single candidate for any office. I mean, you really just got to say it's tiresome and boring.
Exactly. I know you said Obama. You meant to say Trump about low approval ratings, but yet the policies are popular and you know, make it a difference. No. Hey, it's easy sometimes to try to get these players, and you've got so much stuff moving so quickly, as I said, which has been interesting and I think refreshing for Main Street America to see. Wait a minute, it's about time. And the thing that's so cool about this, Liz, is a lot of the things he's doing, whether it's the Keystone XL pipeline, you know, this moratorium that they want to call, you know, the media wants to call it a ban. It's a moratorium. It's a timeout. And by comparison, you know, as you know, Obama, you know, did this before, and it was 6 months. Here it's, hey, give us 90 days. Let's get our brains around this. We've got the, you know, regardless of what, you know, the pundits are saying out there, I mean, we got smart people saying we can't bet these people. Well, let's figure out what we can do before we re-implement this program. And I think it's very reasonable, right?
That's right. And look, we have allowed people to come through this supposedly pretty taut vetting process, without knowing everything about them. And the San Bernardino shootings were carried out by a couple, one of whom had done just that. They really didn't know where she was from or what her background was. Now, last night on 60 Minutes, which is a very popular news program, they did go through the vetting procedure that's now in place for a lot of immigrants. And, you know, my take on that is, yeah, we're trying very hard to get it right. But if people are intent on coming into this country who are bad apples, you know, they can fake the interviews and they can get through several rounds of interrogation despite our best efforts, because what we know is the records, the written records and so forth, are a disaster in Syria. How could they be anything but?
Exactly.
So, I think you're right. Obama did this halt after, by the way, some Iraqi refugee entries were found to have been implicated in a bombing threat down in Kentucky, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody went crazy when he did that, and probably the media just ignored it, as they did most things that were unpopular that Obama did. But now for political reasons, let's always bring it back to cash generating and so forth. For political reasons, they're going nuts. And,
exactly.
You know, it's just what they're doing. So.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because it is, you know, whipping up the rest of the country. It's confusing them all the more. And, of course,
right.
This opens the door to all kinds of, dare I say, fake news. We've got more from Liz Peek right after this. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Born in the USA, I was born.
tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the Bible also says that we should pursue peace. But Liz Peek, what happens when you're trying to pursue peace with somebody who doesn't want peace?
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, you know, look, there is unfortunately this jihad taking place in many parts of the world. And I think we've allowed, you know, the amazing thing is this isn't like a million people who are vowing to destroy Christians and Americans and so forth. It's tens of thousands at most. It's amazing that we let it fester and expand, I think, because of dithering and because of a lack of will. I mean, you know, this raid on Yemen, which took place over the weekend and tragically cost the life of an American soldier.
Exactly.
You know, that was one of those things that the Obama administration had been contemplating for quite a long time, apparently. And that's kind of the story of what went on in Syria. People forget we were presumed to be attacking ISIS in Syria for 2 years before we actually unleashed any substantial bombing initiative or anything else. Obama was so fearful of being criticized for killing a civilian that he wouldn't bomb the supply routes for ISIS because of truck drivers possibly getting hurt. You know, my view is if you're working for ISIS as a truck driver,
right,
you're vulnerable.
Exactly. Yeah, without
but,
a doubt.
That's what happened.
Well, Liz, speaking of the naivete of people, I was really shocked when Madeleine Albright came out and said she would register as a Muslim. I mean, when you contemplate that statement, naivete and that statement go hand in hand. And I can't believe anybody as smart as Madeleine Albright is in so many levels that she would say something that is just totally unhinged. I mean, is this what it's come down to?
Well, I think Madeleine Albright has a lot to be held accountable for, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I confronted her once when she spoke. We're both Wellesley graduates, and she spoke at a Wellesley gathering. And I remember it very distinctly because she called George W. Bush the greatest, she said, the greatest security threat to all the United States in the history of the country, or the greatest diplomatic disaster or something. Mm-hmm. The truth is, under her watch as Secretary of State, we were attacked at least 5 times by Islamic extremists, the USS Cole and the bombings in Mogadishu and various others, 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
We did nothing. If you recall, it was only when Bill Clinton got into personal trouble that he did that ridiculous raid on what was supposed to be a terrorist munitions factory or something. It turned out to be a drug plant. I mean, the truth is we sat back and let this thing metastasize for a decade. And then we had the World Trade Center bombing. So Madeleine Albright, in my view, has absolutely no credibility whatsoever.
Yeah, but I, you know, to say that she's going to register as a Muslim is go, well, how do you register? I don't think that's in the Quran.
Mean anything.
No, you know,
no.
Like, go on.
I mean, it's just her way of saying she's going to be expressing solidarity with the Muslim people. Fine, let her do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And again, all this hoopla about moratorium versus a ban, of course, whatever will grab the biggest headline is what it will do. I also wanted to talk to you about an article that you had written about what my sisters who marched don't understand, that Trump's policies will actually help women and the United States.
Well, look, I think this women's march was not a pro-women's march. I think it was an anti-Trump explosion of anger and all the sentiments that we've seen since the election from people who simply cannot believe that they lost. I mean, that's at the end of the day, honestly, a lot of this anguish and anger is simply because people were not at all prepared for the idea that Donald Trump could win. Why? Because the media never even gave it the light of day. It was just an idea. And by the way, Hillary's own camp was in the same fix. Their heads exploded. Hillary Clinton ended up throwing things in at her television set because she never even contemplated that she was not going to be the next president. In the case of the women's agenda, so to speak, clearly, again, it wasn't pro-women because it excluded right-to-life women.
Right.
And so, you know, it was right away a schism, if you will. But the truth is, what do women want? Women want jobs. They want higher incomes. They want the things that President Trump is promising and that Obama failed to deliver. So if you look at the issues that they coalesced around, most of them are things that are just fabricated problems. For example, the equal pay proposal that Hillary Clinton accused Donald Trump of not supporting equal pay for equal work for women. It's a ridiculous, first of all, we know the pay gap is complete phony, but even so, Donald Trump did embrace equal pay during the campaign. He has never opposed it. How could anyone oppose it? It's the law of the land.
Right.
And one of the things that characterizes this administration is they do support the law of the land.
Mm.
On abortion, there's no question Trump has some people in his cabinet and in the White House who are anti-abortion. But here's the situation. We're going to appoint a conservative justice, and that judge may well have anti-abortion point of view, but it's not going to change the balance of the court. We're going to be replacing Antonin Scalia, who was also a conservative, who also didn't like abortion. That's not going to change the agenda. Now, on the next round, then I think there has to be some attention paid to whether or not a pro choice issue really is, whether Roe v. Wade really is in jeopardy. I personally do not want to see it rolled back. I am not a pro-life person. I am pro-life, of course, and I don't like abortion, but I think this is the law of the land. It is an incredibly divisive issue, and yet most people think that it should be allowed under certain circumstances, and I think that's the right policy. I think safe, legal, and rare is exactly what abortion should be, and by the way, what is not is much too common at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see the Trump presidency sunk into a mire of arguments over abortion, and I doubt very much that they want that either. So hopefully this is something that women do not have to be concerned about, and they can be concerned about it, but fearful of, because I just don't look, Trump clearly doesn't have this at the top of his agenda, and he's really the guy calling the shots. He doesn't even know abortion policy. So this is not, you know, he's a New Yorker. He's a liberal New Yorker, really socially, in my view. I just don't think this is going to be a big problem for women.
Well, you also wrote something I think that is really important. And the Dems just aren't responding in here, and they're still in so much shock that they cannot deal with the reality. You said instead of calling Trump illegitimate, the Dems should try to figure out where they went wrong. And they've really lost their way. They really don't want to address this issue.
They don't want... Look, I think it's amazing that Democrats are still fighting the last war. All the candidates running to run that party are progressives. They've got Chuck Schumer, a New Yorker, running the Senate, basically, at this point, as a minority leader. You know, I don't think he really represents all those blue-collar workers who voted for Donald Trump. There is nothing the Democrats are doing right now that are going to win those votes back. And I think
we got to leave it right there until we talk again. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Thank you, Liz.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. You know, the song is somewhat appropriate, David French. It's, you know, we didn't start the fire, but, hey, what are we going to do about it? It's been burning quite recklessly here for, you know, you might say decades. David French, staff writer at National Review, an attorney concentrating his practice on constitutional law and the law of armed conflict, a vet of Operation Iraqi Freedom, and author or co-author of several books, including most recently a number one New York Times bestselling Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. David, thank you so much for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Trump's executive order on refugees. Let's separate fact from hysteria.
Yes, let's do that. You know, when it comes to the actual substance of the order, there is, the actual substance of the order is really remarkably moderate, especially as compared to his campaign rhetoric. It basically does four things. One is it causes for a pause in refugee entry of 120 days, and then follows that up with a new cap of 50,000 refugees a year. Now that number is actually slightly above the average refugee admission during George Bush's 8 years, and only slightly below the average refugee admission for the first 7 years of Obama's two terms. In only in his last year in office did Obama really dramatically increase the number of refugee admissions. Mm. So that's actually, that 50,000 number is in line with the last 15 of the last 16 years of refugee admissions. So that's not extremist. The second thing is he does a 90-day pause on entry from seven countries that were identified by the Obama administration as particularly problematic.
Right.
Now, these
only about 8% of the Muslim countries that we're talking about here?
I think it's about 12%.
Is it 12?
About 12% of the total Muslim population is impacted by that. Now, and it's a 90-day pause. It's not a permanent ban. While we revamp our security procedures, and there can be exceptions made on a case-by-case basis. Now, there's also an indefinite hold on refugees from Syria. Now, if you think that that's beyond the pale, that's really basically going back to the Obama administration practice for the first 4 years of the Syrian civil war, from 2011 to 2014. He admitted, I believe, a total in those years, less than 300 Syrian refugees, which is pretty remarkable, and very few people know it. But again, that depends on security measures being strengthened. And then the last thing is it puts in place going forward a preference for religious minorities. So that means if you're a Christian in a majority Muslim country or a Yazidi in a majority Muslim country, you'll have refugee preference. If you're Muslim in a majority Hindu country, let's say if there's a refugee issue that arises in a region in India, for example, you would have a preference for a Muslim in that kind of circumstance. So this is not a Muslim ban, and it's something that is not implementing the only real permanent changes in the practices involves bringing refugees back to a level above Bush administration. This is a big, big, big climb down from his primary season rhetoric.
Mm.
So that's it. That's what it is. Now, it was botched in the rollout in a pretty significant
way. That's what I was going to ask you about, because, you know, was it botched or is it being overplayed by the media? Because if you give them any kind of opportunity whatsoever to make Trump look bad, they're going to do this.
Well, he gave them all the ammo they needed. So essentially what happened is there were essentially three categories of people that, by the order's own language, didn't necessarily have to apply. So number one was green card holders, people who have permanent legal residence in the United States. These people have been vetted and vetted and vetted, and to block them in airports, I don't think there's any real excuse for doing that.
Was this a total block, or was this just another a ring of scrutiny that was placed around that? What did that amount to?
Well, when you're actually detaining people, that's a little bit – that's beyond the pale of extra scrutiny. So there was – and then, you know, you had visa holders in transit, and then you had people like interpreters from Iraq, for example, people who'd sacrificed for us, risked their lives, their families' lives, who were being held up at the airports as well, which created – all you had to do to avoid that was to say – green card holders come in, those who are already in transit come in, and those approved interpreters can come in. And all that, and then you don't have these scenes at the airports. You don't have more than, you know, 100 people blocked and detained at airports across the country. You don't have this chaos of conflicting interpretations where, yes, it applies to green card holders, no, it doesn't, yes, it does, no, it doesn't. You don't have any of that. That was so easily avoided, and yet it wasn't avoided. And that's very deeply unfortunate and, I think, worrisome from an implementation standpoint.
Now, is this an issue? Obviously, I mean, look, this is this is somebody who's not involved in politics, probably doesn't understand, you know, and is still on the job, you know, learning here a bit. You know, a rookie mistake is what you'd call it.
I hope that's what it is. I hope that it was, just one of these on the job learning things. Some of the folks involved in the administration have long experience in government and some do not. And From what I understand, some of the folks who had less experience intervened to create this green card holder crisis that emerged over the weekend that was then walked back almost immediately.
Right.
And so that's troublesome. I hope that the president has learned a lesson there, that, you know, perhaps when you're dealing with a homeland security issue, General Kelly should be your point person rather than Steve Bannon, for example. So I think that there was some real problems in implementation that were completely unnecessary. I mean, you know, I hate to bring up a soccer reference since I hate soccer, but it's a perfect line. It's like an own goal.
Yes, right. Yes.
It seemed like there was an own goal there. Mm-hmm. And again, completely unnecessary. You could have gotten through this weekend, allowed those in transit and green card holders, and made it clear that it didn't apply to green card holders. And then started to make your case-by-case determinations for interpreters and others who'd sacrifice for U.S. forces, which is allowed for in the executive order,
right.
And you wouldn't have had a lot of this hysteria that you saw in the airports.
What's the good takeaway out of all this? Like anything, you know, operationally, you know, we're going to make mistakes. After all, we're human, and there's lessons to be learned along the way. But what's the positive takeaway for we the people here, David?
Well, you know, I think that it is very positive that we are doing a overall security review, and the media is glossing over that inexcusably, because the security review because what we have seen is a dramatic uptick in the number of Islamist plots in the United States in the last couple of years, about triple the average number of plots per year in the last 2 to 3 years. That is serious. That's why we need a security review.
Well, David French, thank you so much for the input here and bringing some reason and balance to this. As you say, we got to separate the fact from hysteria. It's easy to get caught up in some of this stuff. The media has had a hate. They love stuff like this, and especially if it feeds the anti-Trump narrative. I say he's guilty of moving maybe a little bit too fast, but, he's going to learn. I mean, this is what CEOs do, and this is what business people do. They learn along the way. Fortunately, it wasn't more dramatic than what it has been to this point, right?
You know, that's right. There's a lot of it that's within the norms of our immigration, our recent immigration history.
Exactly. David French, senior fellow at the National Review. Thank you, David.
Thanks so much.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
You and for you, America, why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, hey, we love to hear from you. Thank you, by the way. I appreciate all the emails and the contacts over the weekend. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Time for us to talk about Obamacare. You know, the one thing you appreciate about this administration, as we discussed with Liz Peek earlier, this president is not letting any moss go under his feet. Washington, D.C. is in a tither because Washington just is not used to moving this quickly. But this is what happens when you have a true CEO who's about doing the people's business. You know, we're going to sit around and, you know, think about how many cocktail parties you got to go to. There's lots of things to take care of. Obamacare, of course, being one of them. And President Trump's Obamacare executive order is easing the pain of a failing law. Last Friday, President Trump signed an executive order directing federal agencies in charge of administering Obamacare to ease the law's fiscal burden on individual Americans and states. This order empowers federal agencies to provide relief to both individuals as well as state governments, which are neck deep in red ink due to Obamacare's harmful mandates. With us right now to break it all down and separate, you know, some of this hysteria from reality. And we're reasoned together here with Nathan Nascimento. Nathan is a senior policy advisor at Freedom Partners and focuses on healthcare. Nathan, always good to have you with us here. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, well, we need your reason. We need a balanced perspective on this because, you know, we're trying to separate the unfair media reporting from, you know, what reality is and what President Trump is trying to do. Let's face it, the business as usual types of the traditional bureaucracy and the apparatchiks of the Beltway are really, you know, the force is not with them right now. And they're most upset. It's just not working like it used to. And you've got somebody coming in and approaching this in what mainstream America is saying a very reasonable and, you know, common sense sort of approach.
Absolutely, Bill, and I think that's right. I think as we look at the comments or the executive order that President Trump issued very shortly after taking office, I think you pointed out is number one, it's pace. And number two, I think it's a reminder. I think President Trump is doing what he can as president, which is make sure that he's sending a clear signal to Congress that this is a problem. This is something that the American people spoke on the last election. This needs to be taken care of. And under whatever authority I have and whatever regulatory agency or the agencies that oversee Obamacare, whatever they can do as described under the law to provide relief, they should do. But that putting it right back on Congress to make sure that they understand this needs to be taken care of. We need to get rid of this horrible law because it's having a dramatic impact on people.
Well, you know, and I think the good news out of all this, Nathan, what I'm seeing is that I think even the bureaucrats have been frustrated over the languishing and how long it's taken. And, you know, even though some may not want to admit it, they like the idea that things are starting to happen here. I mean, because when President Trump says, look, these people are all about talk and not about action. I mean, listen what he did. I mean, the indictment that he threw out on our legislature was pretty powerful. I mean, of all places, I mean, he didn't have some press conference. He did it at his inauguration. He called him out. And so, and I think that, you know, all things set apart and maybe their wounds, you know, salved and set apart for a moment, they probably have to admit that, yeah, this is, you know, they have been more talk than action. Now they got a chance to, okay, we're not going to talk about repealing and replacing. We're actually going to do something about it.
Absolutely. This is where the money meets the mouth. And I think that this is the idea that Congress understands that, hey, this is a big deal. We have been talking about this for years upon years, that we're going to get rid of this law this first opportunity. And I think what you're seeing a little bit here, too, is the fact that between the speed, but also the idea that this is a huge responsibility, but also a huge opportunity, I think some lawmakers are a little bit concerned, a little bit fearful of what that might look like. Which is why I think in part is because of the phone calls they're getting of supposed concern about they're getting rid of a law. But I think this is where, you know, we have been very outspoken. We collectively have been very outspoken about how bad this law is, how bad it is overall. I think to some degree, some Republicans are getting a little weak-kneed. And I think reminding our congressional members that, hey, this is a bad law. We need to get rid of this. You need to do what you promised to do.
Well, and they need to look at, dare we say, the most recent election, what the people said, what they said in two previous, midterm elections about Obamacare. I mean, it is resoundingly clear, and they're deluding themselves to think that somehow, this is better than nothing or whatever justification. I mean, come on, look at it. We've had a problem. People's health care, the costs, everything involved, everything that was told to us, that if we loved our doctor, we could keep our doctor, our plans would be in force. We had people whose health care was covered by companies they work for and no longer covered, except for maybe about 1,000 organizations that were exempted by President, handpicked, exempted by President Obama. And, you know, what about the rest of us minions? You know, what are we subjected to? But this, the delivery of this health care that is gravely uncostly, you know, gravely costly, beyond estimation. And all we can hope for, Nathan, is that we don't find ourselves in a catastrophic situation. Because those families that have found themselves in a catastrophic situation, what has life been for them over the last, you know, 5-6 years?
It's been brutal, right? I mean, it's not just the higher premiums year upon year. It's the out-of-pocket costs. It's the fact that you're mandated to carry insurance that you can't afford, and not to mention you can't access the quality of care that you're supposed to provide.
And that you don't want and you don't need because you're not a woman, you know, or you're not a man, you know, kind of stuff. This is so silly.
And this is why part two of this conversation is, number one, part one is getting rid of this law and what that means and the fact that we need to do this right now. And we need to look at the insurance regulations and mandate that part of repealing that law in the immediate. And then part two is, how do you get to a point where you're not addressing the symptoms, but you're actually addressing the root causes that are the problem? How do you get to lower costs? How do you get to quality care? How do you get to greater access instead of just guaranteeing people have a piece of plastic in their wallet?
Well, I think people are eager to see a plan being constructed here. Nathan, my criticism of the GOP has been longstanding, and that is it wasn't like Obamacare just came upon us a couple of weeks ago. They should be singing out of the same hymnal. There should be some key points that they should be hammering away in terms of, okay, I think America, you know, pretty much accepts the fact this is going to be repealed. Well, what are we going to replace it with? And to me, this is an indictment on the past GOP leadership, frankly. You might say I'm being too critical, but I think that they should have anticipated being at this point and already have some key points and to be able to articulate this. This is one thing that the Democrats do most effectively that I think the GOP can learn from the Democrats. When they get on the party line and there's a white paper out, boy, there's very little deviation and creativity from that white paper. But the Republicans, they're all over the place.
Absolutely. And I think this is why, I mean, today, Bill, we released a strategy on how Republicans can move forward on healthcare reform. And I think it's really important because it touches on exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Number one, getting the votes that you need for a replacement plan is going to be a very difficult challenge. So what are the things that you can do to get to those cost, quality, and access? We put out a strategy that Republicans can do. And not only that, identify specific problems that people are having and how you get to a better place. And I think it makes it smart. I think it makes it simple because it focuses on a couple of things, good policy and good politics. I mean, here we are. Republicans are scattering because of a fear of talking about Obamacare now, although you've been talking about it for months, or for years rather. Now here's an opportunity to really capitalize on those opportunities and really demonstrate that you care about people and that you're not going to just leave them high and dry, that you're actually going to address those problems that people have.
Well, Nathan, is Freedom Partners recommending kind of a process rollout or just an immediate replacement? You know, in other words, do we feather in these new policies and let them kind of, you know, snowball and you know, kind of take over and feather it in as opposed to some just wholesale replacement?
Wholesale replacement is the wrong way to go. Massive Washington plans failed. We learned this from Obamacare. So what we're recommending is a step-by-step approach.
Perfect.
Pass legislation, small bills, time and time again.
Yeah. I think that's the way you do it because it's a lot easier to adjust, you know, some, you know, nuanced policies or individual as opposed to, you know, you start trying to swallow down the entire enchilada at one time. I mean, just like, you know, all of a sudden you say, okay, I want to call time out on the refugee situation. And if you roll it out too big, too massively, too quick, well, then you've got some heavy lifting and retooling to do on the run here. So why make it so complicated when you don't have to?
Let's address the problems that people are having. And as you're right, making sure that we're identifying specific things and not junking it up with a whole bunch of other things that people don't want, don't like, and are going to be too costly.
Well, as you say, this is how they introduced this plan. And this is why, you know, six and a half years later, we're all in a lot of pain. And the intention of Obamacare was not realized, and I think part of the reason is what you stated earlier, and that is that good policy makes for good politics, but when you go and you lead with politics first and policy, you bring policy along, you have Obamacare, don't you?
That's exactly what you end up with.
Well, he is a senior policy advisor with Freedom Partners, Nathan Nascimento, on Bill Martinez Live. Nathan, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day.
You too, sir. Thanks very much.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.